You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, inexplicably, we are already in hour number two, Boomer. I mean, how did we get here this fast? Did we have a first hour?
No, we just skipped it today, and now we're on hour two.
I just blinked, and here we are. All right. Hey, listen, we're still in number one of the Triple Dipper. I always call this one, when we do it, home fries. So are you going to play it? I saw you reaching for the button. Thank you. Thank you very much. Home fries, sizzling up a batch of home fries. Well, that's what we do when we talk about the news of our state, the things that are happening in our backyard. And one of the stories we've been tracking now for the last several months is the fact that we have this beautiful, iconic, original, real Saturn 1B rocket sitting up by the Tennessee-Alabama state line. It's been sitting there for 44 years. Well, there are some who are concerned that it's not in good shape and needs to come down. We also, though, have legislation that has been passed to help either improve it, which would be the first choice, I would think, or to take it down and replace it. Well, there's been a lot of stuff said about whether or not it can still stand. There's been a lot of stuff said about whether or not our Monuments Preservation Act, which I helped pass a few years ago, would prevent it being taken down. And then again, we've also just got money put in the budget to maybe even fix it. So the man who knows all of this is State Senator Tom Butler. He's the state senator, a Republican from the Huntsville area, representing Alabama's 2nd State Senate District. And he's on the line right now. Senator Butler, how are you?
I'm doing well, Phil, and I appreciate you. Thank you for informing everybody every afternoon in Huntsville and North Alabama, and we appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Well, so listen, you did get Senate Bill 313 passed, and I believe the governor just signed it a few days ago, didn't she?
She did. Matter of fact, there were about 15 co-sponsors of the bill originally. Every senator from North Alabama is a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 313, which is now Act 2023-415. So it is state law. The bill is designed to protect the rocket that we have at the Tennessee-Alabama line that you referenced. It's been there 44 years, and we're in the process of where we've now had the legislature speak, both the House, the Senate, that you served in, and the governor sign it. It is state law, and we are committed into saving that rocket or putting a replica or another rocket there to at the Tennessee state line. It is an iconic image for the state of Alabama and a very positive statement about our past and our future.
Well, I would agree with that, absolutely. And I would hope, too, being one of only two or three remaining Saturn 1Bs in existence, that we can actually save the original, because it always means more to have the original. But that being said, Senator, the Space and Rocket Center has been the entity with, you know, first priority for care and maintenance. And their board apparently decided last week that they just didn't want to deal with it, and they want to take it down and give it back to NASA. How did that come about, and why are they doing that when there are studies that show that it might be preserved as easily?
Well, I don't know. I was not there, obviously, but I will ask for a copy of the minutes from the commission and try to – I have talked to one or two members that already are business folks here in town that are in the high-tech business that want to see the rocket stay where it is. It is a perfect image for the state of Alabama, and for us to take it down, I think, is premature, to say the least. We need to have a good assessment of where the rocket is, if it's in good shape enough to be repaired. Matter of fact, Representative Rex Reynolds, who is chairman of the general fund in the House, put $2 million into the budget to help us do just that. So we need a good assessment of the status of the rocket before we just arbitrarily take it down.
Yeah.
I appreciate the interest of the Space and Rocket Center, but to me, we've got a bigger mission to accomplish of keeping that image, very positive image, for the state of Alabama.
Well, I agree, and I appreciate that. So let me ask you this, Senator. I mean, you know that just a few years ago, we passed the Monument Preservation Act, which, you know, some people said was a racist motive to try and preserve Confederate statues. It was not. It was so much more than that. It was things that have been in place for 40 years or more that would then be considered a monument, which could even be like the name of a school, the name of a road, a statue, or in this case, a rocket. I would arguably say, as an attorney and as one of the original legislators who passed that legislation, that the rocket would certainly qualify. And I know that we've been waiting on the Attorney General's office to make a ruling as to whether they think it qualifies for protection under that act. What do you know of that situation, and have you heard from the AG's office?
I have not heard directly from the AG's office yet. I will be talking with their office on Friday of this week, Friday morning, and I hope to have a good update by then. Excuse me. But to me, the image that the rocket portrays for the state of Alabama is a very, very positive image that we ought to cherish. Looking at some of the bad past that Alabama has been credited with, the rocket now, anytime anybody crosses that state line and see the high technology work that we have done here, by individuals that live here, work here, have invested their life in the NASA and the space and rocket programs that we have had, to arbitrarily take that rocket down without any thoughts or talk about replacing it, to me is just not right. And the bill that we passed is very flexible in authorizing people to look at a design, construction, installation of a replica of the Saturn 1B rocket, anything of that nature. But we do not just need to take that rocket down till we have a good understanding of what we're going to put up that protects the image that rocket portrays.
Well, yes, sir, and I agree with that. And this show has been real committed to that notion. I mean, it's not often that I just grab hold of a cause outside of something that's political or conservative in nature, but I love this one. Grew up in the Huntsville area. And I think, too, when you look at not just, you know, the space and rocket industry, but the missile, you know, command that's been out there for so many years, and now we're looking at Space Command moving here. To me, it's a natural, iconic emblem of what North Alabama and really the state of Alabama has meant to all things rockets. We're even named the Rocket City. So, you know, heck, it's time to go ahead and lock this thing in. And we really appreciate your efforts. And I tell you what, after you've spoken to the AG's office, if you can give us any word on how that goes down, we sure would appreciate it.
I'll do that. And, Phil, I appreciate so much of you being on the air every day that informs people of what's going on. Longtime Representative Tommy Carter led the charge several years ago to put the rocket up, and I know he and people in Limestone, Morgan, Madison County want to keep it up, and that's the goal.
All right. Well, hey, State Senator Tom Butler from District 2 up in the Huntsville area, thank you for what you've done on this, and we'll stay in touch, all right?
Thank you, Phil.
All right, take care now. Yeah, that's, I mean, so here's the bottom line, y'all. This thing's coming down unless somebody steps in. And I was conversing with somebody this morning about it. So going at it from several angles here. If we are going to preserve that rocket, then there's a variety of angles you can make it happen. Number one, there is, in my opinion, legal grounds under state law to preserve it under the Monument Preservation Act. The Attorney General's office has the ability to rule on that. And I hope that they will. I would also say this. If the Space and Rocket Center thinks that they can casually make a executive decision in the middle of a non-public board meeting to take down an iconic emblem like that, and just expect it to kind of be, you know, okay, and everybody's going to look the other way, nothing to see here, if they think that's going to fly, they're wrong. Because what I would say, and what I was telling someone this morning, I could easily see someone filing suit on the matter. Not suing for the opportunity to get money out of the Space and Rocket Center. It's not what I'm talking about. You have the opportunity in courts to do what's called a declaratory judgment action, a deck action, we often call it. And that's where you literally file suit for the sole purpose of having the court to declare the rights of the parties. In this case, you could easily say, Your Honor, in circuit court in the state of Alabama, we believe the rocket should be preserved, that it qualifies under the Monument Preservation Act. We want you to provide a preliminary injunction to prevent it being taken down while we resolve the merits of that question. And we want you to rule, eventually, with the injunction in place, to rule whether or not it qualifies for preservation. That's the way this is going to have to work. Either that or the AG's office comes out with a determination very quickly. We'll see. In the meantime, though, I'll just tell you, what we got right now is something that I think that people are going to start, giving their lunch money to here pretty soon. I think there's going to be probably a foundation formed, and people are going to be taking donations. And I look forward to providing one of the first donations to it. But there it is. Save the rocket, I say. Boom shakalaka. What do you think? I'm just saying save that freaking rocket. That's what
I'm all about saving the rocket.
I'm as much as you've driven past it over the years, lived in Nashville all those years, family back here. Lord, you drove past it a million times.
That's right.
Well, all right. We'll see how it goes. In the meantime, take us to a break, brother. We'll do that. We'll come right back. Number two on the Triple Dipper. We're already there. Military-minded. Talking about what's happening with our men and women, all the green suiters and the folks out there doing what they do for us. Got some news, different things happening around the world. We'll talk about it. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.